This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar kabira. والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا لا إله إلا الله وحده صدق وعده ونصر عبده وأعز جنده وهزم الأحزاب وحده لا إله إلا الله ولا نعبد إلا إياه مخلصين له الدين ولو كره الكافرون. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar for every blessing He has given us. Allahu Akbar for having guided us to Islam. Allahu Akbar for having blessed us to be in the Ummah of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar for choosing us to be of the Ummah of the Quran. Allahu Akbar for granting us so many blessings. Allahu Akbar for our health. Allahu Akbar for our families. Allahu Akbar for our wealth. Allahu Akbar for our safety and security. Allahu Akbar for every single blessing, the blessings we recognize and see, and the blessings we are oblivious to even though we still have them. Today, brothers and sisters, is the day of Eid. Today is the day of joy. Today is the day of celebration. Today is the day of fine clothes, of perfume, of good garments. Today is the day of happiness. We have spent an entire month in the worship of Allah. We have struggled, we have toiled, we have fasted, we have stood in salah, we have read the Quran, we have lived ethically better lives, morally better lives in this last month. And today we reap some of the blessings of that month. We enjoy some of the pleasures that Allah has told us to enjoy. Dear Muslims, in this cycle and routine of Ramadan and Eid, is a parable and lesson for us for our life. Ramadan represents our entire life if we live it properly. And Eid, and the happiness of Eid, and the joy of Eid represents Allah's blessings on the day of judgment when we are rewarded for having lived ethical and moral lives. Dear Muslims, it is as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us all to taste the realities of this dunya and the next. The happiness we feel now, the joy, the jubilation, the fine clothes, the good perfumes, the great foods, love of the family. Can you imagine the happiness we will feel, insha'Allah, on the day of judgment when our books are handed to us in the right hand? Allah says, the person's going to hold the book up and say, "Ha umuqra'u kitabiya, inni dhanantu anni mulaqin hisabiya." Look at the results. I passed the results. I knew Allah would test me. I knew I would meet Allah. Allah Azza wa Jal says, on the day of judgment, the righteous people, yanqalibu ila ahlihi masrura. They're going to come back to their families so happy and overjoyed. They're going to come back beaming and smiling. Like today, we are all going to go back to our families happy and overjoyed, beaming and smiling. Why? Why are we so happy? Because Allah blessed us with one more Ramadan. Allah blessed us with one more month of worship. And when you worship Allah, you are blessed in this world before the next. Oh Muslims, Ramadan shows us so many things. It shows us that it is very, very doable to live better lives, to live ethical lives, to live virtuous lives. In this month of Ramadan, we all raised the bar. We were better in our routine with Allah. We were better with our personal sins. We were better with our anger management, controlling our tongue. And we liked it, we loved it, we appreciated it. So we felt better in Ramadan and we feel good on the day of Eid. Ramadan shows us you can combine this world and the next. In Ramadan, it is true, we fasted, we prayed, but we still enjoyed iftars, we still enjoyed good meals, we still enjoyed family. And this is our religion. You live a good life and you prepare for the next. It's not, Allah doesn't want you to live difficult lives. Ramadan showed us that you can be a good Muslim and you can enjoy this world. When Ramadan finishes, we continue this routine. Dear Muslims, Ramadan showed us that worshiping Allah is not difficult. Yes, it's not the easiest thing, but it's not difficult. We can do it.
And the same goes when Ramadan finishes, praying 5 times a day, fasting 1 month, giving our charity once a year, avoiding the major sins. That's the bare minimum. Let's strive to get to that level, and we will feel good about ourselves throughout the year, and we will enjoy the real Eid, which is going to be the Eid of the Akhirah. Brothers and sisters, Ramadan showed us that even if we're not perfect, there are ways to make up. If one night we didn't pray the best, the next night we can make up. Similarly in our lives, if we make a mistake, if we fall short, there are ways we can make that up. Do extra good deeds. Zakatul Fitr, which we give in Ramadan, is meant to purify us from the sins of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us free bonus points. If you fail one question, if you fall short in one area, Allah allowed us other areas, you can make up for it. Here's some bonus points. You're not good here? Okay, be good in this area. Religion, dear Muslims, religion is what makes our life feel good. Religion ennobles us. Religion gives us dignity. Belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a spiritual blessing and a spiritual happiness that Ramadan has introduced to us. Now that Ramadan is over, dear Muslims, don't give up that spirit. Continue that spirit so that the happiness you're feeling on Eid, we will feel infinitely happier on the Day of Judgment. This whole life is like a type of Ramadan. We struggle, we fall short sometimes, but we keep on struggling and trying. We do our best to live up at least to a standard. And if we do this, then inshallah, this happiness we're feeling today will be perpetual happiness. We want the real Eid of the hereafter. We want the happiness where it's going to be a permanent happiness. And the only way to do that is to be conscious of Allah outside of Ramadan as we were inside of Ramadan. Dear Muslims, one or two simple points before we conclude. Of the most important aspects that we should be celebrating today, and Allah mentions this in the Quran, وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. You praise Allah because He has guided you. The best blessing that we have is the blessing of Iman, the blessing of knowing who created us, the blessing of how to live our lives, the blessing of having a code of conduct handed to us. Look around you, look at the instability in the world around us. Look at the emptiness, the spiritual emptiness. Look at the lack of dignity, the lack of morality. Look at where society is heading. And don't look down at them. Feel a sense of pity and compassion and thank Allah that He has blessed you with a sense of dignity, a sense of respect, a sense of knowledge of how to live your life, and then try your best to live that life so that people see the dignity of Islam in you. That's my first point. The second point, dear Muslims, concentrate on your families. Your families are your most precious blessing after Islam. After religion, the next best blessing Allah has given us is the blessing of family. Maintain the family. Maintain husbands, be husbands to your wives. Wives, be wives to your husbands. Parents, be parents to your children. This is how we're going to keep our religion and our society stable. The family is the building block of society. Concentrate on the family. Love the family. Spend time and money on the family. Make sure you keep the family bond strong, O Muslims. This is one of the most important blessings that Allah has gifted you with after Islam. And it is a blessing you must cherish. And on this day of Eid, shower them with some extra love. You want your children to feel the blessings of Eid on this day. And my third and final point, brothers and sisters, is that as we are gathered here today, alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, celebrating this blessed month, alhamdulillah, happiness and joy is in the atmosphere. But we must remember our brothers and sisters around the world who are being deprived of these blessings that we take for granted. How many millions of people around the world, how many millions of Muslims, some of them expelled from their lands. They're still Muslims, but they don't have a land and home because of civil war, bombs falling. Others amongst them, they might even be able to practice Islam, but they don't have food to feed their families because of famine and war. Yet others, their identity is being stripped away, and tyrannical regimes are forcing them to renounce Islam. Even as Islam is strong in their heart, they're not allowed to celebrate Eid. Millions of people around the world are in different struggles and problems. The least we can do, acknowledge acknowledge those issues. Make dua to Allah to make it easy for them and appreciate the blessings that Allah has given us. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah wa lillahi alhamd. Allahumma inni da'in fa'aminu. Allahumma la tad'a fi hadhi al-yawm bi dhanban illa ghafarta. Wa la hamman illa farajta. Wa la daynan illa qadayta. Wa la maridan illa shafayta. Allahumma taqabbal minna siyamana. Allahumma taqabbal minna qiyamana. Allahumma taqabbal minna sujudana wa ruku'ana. Allahumma ja'alna min u'taqa'ika minan nar. Allahumma a'izz al-islam wal muslimin. Allahumma a'izz al-islam wal muslimin. Allahumma a'izz al-islam wal muslimin. Ya hayu ya qayyum ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Ibadallah. إن الله تعالى أمركم بأمر بدأ به بنفسه وثنى بملائكة قدسه وثلث بكم أيها المؤمنون من جنه وإنسه فقال عز من قائل عليما إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all on this day of Eid تقبل الله منا ومنكم صالح الأعمال You may stand up and congratulate one another السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
فيا ذلي ويا خجلي إذا ما قال لي ربي أما استحييته تعصيني ولا تخشى من العتب وتخفي الذنب عن خلقي وتأبى في الهوى قربي فتب مما جنيت عسى تعود إلى رضا الرب